Hello again. This is Matt Cain at mattcain.com on Wednesday, July 20th, 2005. Today's topic is George Bush's pick for the United States Supreme Court. And let me start by saying that I've been duped. Everything I read yesterday afternoon about Bush's then-upcoming primetime address convinced me that George Bush would be naming Judge Edith Clement to replace Justice O'Connor on the U.S. Supreme Court. And I was far from the only lefty who expected Judge Clement to be Bush's choice. Of course, I'm probably the only one who wrote the decoy judge a limerick. I was planning to trash my Clement verse, but I figure I'll share it with you instead, cause why waste a decent, albeit moot, limerick? Edith Clement, a New Orleans jurist, is a hard right-wing Federalist purist. As O'Connor's replacement, she'd be a debasement. Let's reduce her to Washington tourists. Now, since I was reading about the wrong candidate all day, I don't know much about Judge John Roberts, Bush's real nominee, but I wouldn't let a little thing like that stop me from versifying. So here's my limerick called Prime Time Distraction. In an effort at changing the subject from Bush staffers like Rove, who are suspects, Dub on primetime proclaimed that he's John Roberts named. If you like right-wing judges, he's perfect. And here's my ode to O'Connor. There once was a Justice O'Connor, the first sub-court judge called Her Honor. Now O'Connor's resigned, putting Dems in a bind. At least Rehnquist is still not a goner. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed my Supreme Court limerick trilogy. You can read the text version of this podcast with some relevant links in the July 20th entry of my Notables weblog. Just go to mattcain.com, click on my Notables weblog, and scroll down to July 20th. So long for now, and thanks for listening.